broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good afternoon from the Giant Center here in Hershey, Pennsylvania, as we get set for the girls' portion of the PIAA Wrestling Championships. Coverage today on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network is presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, by attorney John Patricic, by Advanced Orthopedics and Advanced Rehabilitation, by the Day Insurance Agency, by Angelo's Restaurant, by Camera Bartolotta for Senate, by Slovenian Savings and Loan, by Sarah's Candies, by Washington County Real Estate Expo, by the Hernberger Insurance Agency, by Quality Quick, by Washington Financial Bank, by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by the Observer Reporter, by CNX Dreamfields, by Chambers Insurance, by Visit Greene, by the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Brought to you by Schaap Jewelers International, Waynesburg University, McCracken Pharmacy, Cornerstone Care, Royal Ivy Rentals, Iron Synergy, and Kinetic. 14 girls from Washington and Greene County, 13 from Washington, 1 from Greene, making their way here to the state tournament in Hershey. When we left the WPIL Girls Championships last week, we thought it was 12 from Washington County. Tip of the cap, Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry was brought in, girl from Greenville Scratch. So Brooklyn McLean, who did not initially qualify for states, is here as well from Fort Cherry. The breakdown goes like this. Avella has two at 136, Abigail Dolanche at 155, Gabriella Dolanche. From Burgettstown, it's Rhea Santapal at 112 pounds. Fort Cherry has the two, Ella Trahan at 106, Brooklyn McLean at 136. Cannon Mack with six. At 100 pounds, Araceli Clem, 106, Malia Ramos, 118, Marley Solomon, 124, Uni Ayala, 148, Alea Henderson, and at 170, Audrey Calgaro. Peters Township has one at 190 pounds, Liliana Giulianelli. Ringgold has one at 118 pounds, Mia Scalise. And Greene County has their first ever representative here at the Girls State Tournament, and that is West Greene's Josie Mason at 136 pounds. When wrestling begins, we will have Araceli Clem of Cannon Mack on the mat immediately. We'll have that for you when we return here to the Giant Center in Hershey here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
And a little surprising to me, no national anthem. So right out of the break, here we go. Araceli Clem is out here for Canamac. And we are underway just like that. She's taking on Ava Montez of Cumberland Valley here in this first round, round of 16. No pigtail matches on the girls' side, just a bracket of 16. Both boys' classifications have brackets of 20. So there is some pigtails there. Clem going to spin around behind here and will get the opening takedown on Montez. And Araceli Clem goes up by a score of 3-0. Clem now trying to run this half on the left side. Now she's got, not a half. She's got a wing in here. She had the, couldn't see that from our angle, but she's now on the edge of the mat, close to going out of bounds. And, yeah, she didn't keep anything in bounds there. So they'll have a restart with 50 seconds remaining in the opening period. Clem, a freshman, 23-6 on the year. Montez of Cumberland Valley, 31-5 on the year. She's a sophomore. Got to keep an eye out here. We will not have a whole lot of time for break because we are pretty full through through the weight classes here. Ramos is on deck for Canamac. Trahan's got to be out here somewhere for Fort Cherry. She's in the hole on mat three. So be a lot of action here with the girls' side. Now a roll attempt here. And a one-point escape for Montez. 3-1. Clem with a lead down to 10 seconds remaining here in this opening period. And that'll do it for the first. Araceli Clem leading by a score of 3-1. Clem, of course, a freshman. For Montez, a sophomore, she did not make it to Hershey a year ago. So first trip to the giant center floor for both these wrestlers. We're neutral position here to start the second period. Keep an eye out here for Malia Ramos, who is on deck on mat three. And again, Ella Trahan, also at 106 pounds. She's in the hole. Actually, she's going to follow Ramos. That makes things easier. Minute and a half to go in the second period. Still 3-1 on our feet here with Clem and Montez. These two have never met before. And they're out of bounds. A couple of common opponents from this season. Layla Kolick of Sharpsville. Montez defeated her by a major decision, 12-0. Clem lost to Kolick, 3-0 in sudden victory. They both wrestled Lexi Probizon of Fort LaBeouf as well, and both of them defeated her. From whatever you may be able to garner from that information. Down to 39 seconds remaining here. Still on our feet. Not a whole lot of activity in this second period between Clem and Montez. Yeah, we have most of the weight classes represented here in this first round of girls' action. So we will probably just be bouncing from one local wrestler to another. If we have a small break, we might be able to step aside for a quick commercial break, but probably pretty steady with action here from the Giant Center throughout this first round anyway. Another takedown for Clem comes with 7 seconds remaining in the period, and Clem will take a 6-1 lead into the third. Araceli Clem of Canamac looking to get things started on the right foot here for the local area wrestlers. We We have two at 106. There's a wrestler at 112. Two at 118. We have a wrestler at 124. Three at 136. A wrestler at 148. 55, 70, and 90. So we will be very busy in this opening round. Is now a shot attempt here by Montez in on the single leg of Clem. Clem trying to fight this off. She'll reach over and grab an ankle herself. And now Clem getting in better position. If she can get that leg free, she's got another takedown, and she does. Make it 9-1. Araceli Clem off to a good start here. It's going to be a good feeling for any of these girls to come out and get a win in this opening round. That's it. You're done till tomorrow. Enjoy. Headed to the quarterfinals. Forty-five seconds remaining. Clem leading 9-1. Ramos is about a minute from seeing action on mat three. And like I said, fortunately for us, Ella Trahan will just follow Ramos on that same mat. Like that scenario when it works out that way. Down to 10 seconds here with Clem. And Araceli Clem going to advance into the quarterfinals. 9-1 decision. 9-1 major decision, I should say. Over Ava Montez of Cumberland Valley. And that will bring us to Ramos. Not quite ready to go yet. Quick break for you. Malia Ramos of Canamac is up next here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
It'll be Malia Ramos at 106 pounds taking on the Southeast champion. Ramos finished fourth in the West region. Southeast champion Julia Horger of Conwell Egan. She's a senior. Ramos, a junior here from Canamac, and they are just now underway. They're on a single leg here quickly, and now going to spin around behind and take down Ramos. Will Horger. And Julia Horger, very quick, and she'll quickly let Ramos up as well. So a 3-1 lead here for Horger, and she's going to try to dump Ramos and try to get her right to her back here. Got the takedown, but Ramos trying to fight through this to not end up giving up any near fall points. Now trying to lean back, get some leverage, but no near fall coming yet. Now a readjustment here from Corger, and now she will get some near fall points. And Ramos in some trouble, giving up near fall here right in the center of mat three. Got these arms bundled. Now she'll let go of that. But a four count or a 4-point near fall, 10-1 our score in favor of Julia Horger out of Conwell Egan. She's going to let Ramos back up, make it 10-2. Oh man, I can see why this girl was the champion of the Southeast region. Goodness. Oh, and now just tosses Ramos to her back again, and there's the fall. Time of the fall is 1:31. And Julia Horger looked like a force to be reckoned with. As Ramos drops into the consolations, she'll face an elimination bout later on this afternoon. A lot simpler in this girls' action with the guys, you had to figure out whether or not they were going to wrestle in the first round of consolations or the second round of consolations, depending on if they wrestled in a pigtail or they had a pigtail winner. Here it's pretty straightforward. 16 wrestler bracket. Winners on to the quarterfinals tomorrow. Losers will go to the consolations later this afternoon. And that'll bring out Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry. Keep an eye out for Burgettstown's Rhea Centipal. She is on deck on mat two. So we are going to get through these in a hurry and do my best to keep up with all the activity here. Ella Trahan, 106-pound action. Trahan out of Fort Cherry is taking on Holly McKinney of Souderton. McKinney with a 40-5 mark. She's a sophomore. Third place in the Southeast, and she will come around behind and get the opening takedown here on the runner-up from the West, Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry. She's a senior with a record of 23-7 coming in. Finds herself behind here, 3-0, Ella Trahan. Now Trahan gets out and kind of faces McKinney. Goes down on the single leg. Well, he might just want to try to get away here rather than trying to work potentially for a reversal. Stalemate's going to be called. It was kind of interesting because, I mean, Trahan, it seemed like at any point, could have just got out of that and taken the escape. Now she tries to sit out off the restart. Comes to her feet, does Trahan, trying to peel the hands away of McKinney, and they're going to run out of bounds. 58 seconds to go in the first period. Trahan working from the bottom. Now kind of a side headlock position here for McKinney. Out to the side, has a leg in. Trahan trying to break free, does. Now gets to her feet, and she will get the one-point escape. To Ella Trahan. Now shot attempt here by Trahan, but panning back and now in danger of giving up another takedown. Trying to come around behind is McKinney, and she'll get it. 6-1. McKinney leading. Time going to expire in the first period. McKinney leading 6-1. Centipal still listed on deck, mat two. Keep an eye out for that. These two have wrestled before, Ella Trahan and Holly McKinney. McKinney won them both. They were both last season. They actually wrestled in the seventh place bout here at Hershey. 7-1 decision for McKinney. They also wrestled at the North Allegheny Girls Wrestling Invitational last year. That was a 6-3 overtime win for McKinney. And she's got herself a 6-1 lead here, working from the bottom to start the second period. Looks like we're going to have Centipal coming up on mat two. Well, that doesn't look like... Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong mat. Centipal still on deck. And now some injury time running to McKinney. Appear to be looking at the left shoulder of Holly McKinney. Trahan took eighth the year ago, obviously. Holly McKinney defeated her in the seventh place bout. She's trying to add to her, both of them meddling last year, seventh and eighth place. Marley Solomon would be next up. She's in the hole on mat three for our local action. Well, also Mia Scalise of Ringgold. Let's see where she is listed. She's in the hole, mat five. So keeping up with a lot of local action here in this opening round. They're still looking at McKinney. Said it appeared to be the left shoulder area they were concerned about. They'll cut the injury time. McKinney has a 6-1 lead. We're in the second period with a minute and a half to go, and Trahan works from the top. Close to seeing Reyes sent to Paul. She'll be on mat two. Trahan settles in off the restart. Tries to hit a cradle. Can't get that locked up. Goes now to the other side and again looking for a cradle is Trahan. Now just throws a leg in here. Maintaining control, but down 6-1. Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry. Uni Ayala, well, we're not quite to the 120. They're not calling up any 124 yet, so that might be a little bit helpful. 6-2. The score. And I looked away to check the big board, so must have been a penalty point of some kind awarded to Trahan. And now Trahan close to getting dumped up over the top, and indeed coming right out the back door is McKinney, and she'll get the reversal to go up 8-4. Now hold on a second, they put that on the wrong side. It's 8-4 now, cradle. Should be 8-2. Yeah, now they got it straight. Cradle now for McKinney, and Trahan in some trouble. Looking for the fall is McKinney, and time will expire. So does not get the fall, but the near fall added on will make it 12-2. They initially gave that reversal to the green side and showed 6-4, but it was actually 8-2, and then you add on the near fall points, 12-2 in favor of McKinney. And what happened? Oh, Centipal's getting a forfeit, it looks like. Yeah, Centipal's getting her hand raised. So we'll not see Rhea Centipal. She's going straight to the quarterfinals. Double check that for confirmation, but certainly that appeared to be the case. Certainly appeared to be a Burgettstown wrestler down there on mat two getting her hand raised, but I will double check that. McKinney riding on top of the 12-2 lead here on Trahan. Solomon still listed in the hole, as is Scalise from Ringgold. So right now the only action is down here with Ella Trahan, but she's down 12-2. And McKinney right now trying to run this wing to try to turn her again. Trahan not going over, but down to 45 seconds. She's still trying to run this wing as McKinney. Getting close to the edge of the mat here. We get a potentially dangerous call as that right shoulder of Trahan seemed to be in a bad way. Only 22 seconds left, and Trahan's a little shaken up. She's already wearing a brace on that shoulder to begin with. And we get a caution call here against McKinney on the restart. 22 seconds remaining. Trahan tries to sit out. McKinney stays with her. We're down inside 15 seconds. Holly McKinney of Souderton is going to drop Ella Trahan into the consolations. And she's actually going to get, well, did the fall count? I think the zeros were up before he slapped the mat. Yeah, I don't think they're going to count the fall. I think it's going to be a 16-2 major decision. He lifted up four. I guess the way that's going to be recorded is 16-2 was a fall, nearly a fall, but I'm pretty sure time had expired, and that'll just go down as a major decision win, 16-2 for McKinney over Trahan. We will have Marley Solomon and Mia Scalise coming up here. They're both now listed on deck. We'll get to that action for you right after this on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-5-6474.
Quality Quick Printing in Washington, PA is your single source for everything print. From high-speed copying and business documents to large format signage, design, and mailing services, Quality Quick does it all and ships nationwide. Their high-volume document management program offers economy of scale pricing from day one. Lock in low per-unit costs based on your yearly print volume. More volume, better pricing. QualQuick.com. Quality Quick Printing. Full service, cost-effective, done right.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Well, we continue our run here through the local action. Just had a photographer get tripped up and fall down on Matt Ford over there. Hope he's okay. Probably a little embarrassed at the very least, but getting right back to action. So Marley Solomon of Kanemak, Mia Scalise of Ringgold, Uni Ayala of Kanemak. They're all right now listed on the board. Solomon and Scalise on deck, match 3 and 5 respectively. Ayala is in the hole, mat 4. So we got to keep our eye out. And it looks like Ayala is going to be bumped into the on-deck circle as well. So we very likely will have three wrestling at the same time here on the girls' side. So far, Araceli Clem, Kanemak into the quarterfinals, and Rhea Centipal as well, confirmed winner by forfeit. And she is into the quarterfinals as well. Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry, Malia Ramos of Kanemak have dropped into consolations. They will face elimination bouts later on. A look at the time schedule for you as we await the local action of Solomon, Scalise, and Ayala. This girls' round is pretty simple. You've got a first round that's happening right now. They've got a scheduled start time for the first round of consolations of 3:30 p.m. Now, the boys in 2A ran a little bit ahead of schedule on that, and they actually started before the scheduled start time, but we'll see how things play out. First round of consolations scheduled for 3:30, and then they're going to turn around and expect to start the 3A prelims and first round for the boys at 4:30. That's not a very big window of time, but that's the way the schedule shapes up right now. The boys 3A first round consolations are slated for 8 o'clock tonight. Looking, if you weren't tuned in earlier this morning, well, we have just a quick moment. Let you know how the 2A boys did. We've got four in the quarterfinals. McGuffey's Lucas Barr, Bentworth's Drake McClure, Beth Center's Noah Lehu, West Green's Colin White. Those are your quarterfinalists. And then there are another six wrestlers still alive in consolations tomorrow morning. Jefferson Morgan's Braden Hanning, Beth Center's Mason Wright, Victor Bonus from McGuffey, Bentworth's Owen Ivsick, Jefferson Morgan's Alec Palko, and Malachi Peak of Beth Center. This is going to get fun here at 100 and, well, we're still at 106, but the 118 pounders are about ready to go. I guess we don't have any more 106 left up there. 112s are out there now. And we will see Scalise first. He's going to be on mat 5. So at 118 pounds, Ringgold's Mia Scalise taking on Samaya Roming of Northeast, a senior with a record of 25-8. Scalise, who was fourth in the West region, is a senior out of Ringgold with a mark of 27-10, and she is quickly taken down here by the Southeast champion, Samaya Roming. And Roming wasting no time. Has Scalise flattened out. Now hard crossface from Roming. Had Scalise going to her back momentarily, but able to roll right through, and now gets to her base, does Scalise. Still trailing 3-0. Now power half on the left side for Roming, and this is turning Scalise to her back, and Scalise may be in some trouble. There's the fall. Time of the fall, 46 seconds. And Mia Scalise of Ringgold has dropped to consolations. Solomon and Ayala still listed on deck. See where Uni Ayala, has she been called to the mats yet? We already have some 124 pounders wrestling. Ayala there's Ayala, she's on deck mat 4. I don't think we have any 136 pounders coming out here yet. No, nobody listed yet. We've got 3 of those coming. Abigail Dolance of Avella, Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry, Josie Mason of West Green. So while we have a little break in the action, that break is not going to, we're probably not going to get a break here moment in just a little bit. So let's step aside once more. We've got Marley Solomon and Uni Ayala, both of Canamac, coming your way next here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions, ones that cater to the unique needs of businesses like Countryside Deli. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Turn the clocks ahead and get ready for a whole year of great observer events. Hey, it's Kendra at the OR. From Kids Fest later this month to the Greater Pittsburgh Food Truck Festival in May, we're ready to celebrate local. The Summer Concert Series debuts in June, then Corks and Kegs in August, followed by Farm to Fork, All for Her, Best of the Best, and the Holiday Market. Join us as a vendor, as a visitor, as a family. We're ready to celebrate with you at the next Observer Reporter event.
Marley Solomon should be heading out here. That bout before her just wrapping up. Solomon coming out to mat 3. Marley Solomon, 118-pound champion of the West, 35-0 on the year, taking on Gracie Murphy out of Council Rock. Get a tail of the tape on these two. Solomon quickly in on a takedown, nearly put Murphy to her back, but Murphy able to belly out. these two have not faced each other. Marley Solomon, though, quickly turning Murphy to her back and looking for the fall. Marley Solomon looking for the fall here on Murphy. Only 30 seconds in. Close to getting it, but she'll have to try to readjust, and now she'll take the four near fall points. Make it 7-0. Now she tries to work the other side with the bar. Solomon again turning Murphy. Has her stacked up. Ref down looking tightly. That's got to be close. And she's not going to get it. Had that. She ended up with a half right there. I'm not sure how Murphy stayed off her back. Marley Solomon now going to run it again. That's going to do it with a Tech fall. It's going to be 15-0 Tech fall in a minute and 11, and that was just a clinic by the defending state champion. I should say returning state champion. She won it at 112 pounds a year ago. But boy, oh boy, Marley Solomon looking very much the form of a state champ. And quick work to advance to the quarterfinals here at 118 pounds. Uni Ayala still waiting on deck at 124 pounds. And we may see, yes, we have Avella's Dolanche is out here in the hole on mat three. She's the first of our three 136-pounders to be assigned to mat. As we work our way through the local coverage here, just a note, we'll keep the coverage this way, following all the local action exclusively through the semifinals. Now, when we get into the semifinals, when you've got 3A, 2A, and girls all wrestling semis at the same time, there's probably not going to be a lot of time for Craig Warnock and Greg Smith to step aside specifically, because the bouts will, there'll be a lot of overlap and such, but they will still be focusing exclusively on the local action. And then Saturday, once we get into the consolation finals and the championship finals, those will be full start to finish. They'll cover all the action for you from that point on. Again, everything wrapping up. The finals are scheduled for a 4 o'clock start on Saturday. Should have Uni Ayala coming out here shortly. As that bout preceding hers is just about in the books. So far, we've seen, it didn't take long, we've already seen six local matches. Well, one was a forfeit, but nonetheless, six local results. And it's split down the middle right now. Three in the quarters, three in consolations. Uni Ayala is going to take on Callie Hess out of Benton. Going to be on mat four. These two have never met. Ayala did not place here last year, finished sixth in the state the year before. Is a fourth place finisher from the West region this year. She's taken on a regional champion in Callie Hess. And they are underway here at 124 pounds. Ayala the junior, 35-8 coming in. Callie Hess, 35-3, the senior and the champion of the Central Region. And now she gets in a double leg, going to lift Ayala and take her to the mat and nearly taking her to her back. Ayala trying to fight this off to at least keep from going over. Half in here for Hess, and close to going over is Ayala, trying to fight this off near the edge of the mat, trying to get herself out of bounds. Doing a nice job to not give up near fall. That half was in deep. And Ayala still fighting. Still right on the edge of the mat. Still a minute to go in the period, and now they do go out of bounds. That's a great job by Ayala. Certainly looked like she was headed over to her back. But a great job to fight that off. Dolans of Avella on deck mat three. Josie Mason of West Green is in the hole on mat three. So we'll see Dolans followed by Mason. Another lift here and a mat return. And now this time maybe going to catch Ayala on her back. Ayala giving up some near fall points. She didn't go too far past perpendicular, but now Hess going to readjust and has Ayala in some trouble. And Uni Ayala trying to fight off her back right now. Has 30 seconds. She's going to roll through near the boundary. They're going to say out of bounds because they're going right up against the hockey boards there at the scorer's table on mat four. But the near fall point's going to make it 7-0, and then Hess is going to allow Ayala up for the restart. And that's going to make it 7-1. Underhook here from Hess. Tries an inside trip. Now duck under attempt by Ayala. Maybe got in on a leg here, but doesn't look like she's in a great position to finish a takedown. Down to 5 seconds remaining, and that's going to do it for the first period. Good first period for Callie Hess out of Benton. And she has a 7-1 lead on Canamax Uni Ayala. Next up would be Abigail Dolans. I do not see McLean of Fort Cherry yet. Keep an eye out for that, as now we have a stoppage. Looks like blood time running to Ayala. We've got this bout on mat four, and then we'll focus our attention to mat three for two bouts. And McLean has now been called in the hole on mat six. That'll take us through our 136-pounders. There's three of them. Still cleaning up some blood here on Uni Ayala. Washington Greene County girls wrestlers in this tournament. And now we get the start of the second period with Ayala working from the top. Ayala trying to turn Hess here. Hess trying to roll on through and might catch a reverse. Oh, my goodness. Catches a deep half here. Just puts Ayala right to her back. Gets the reversal and back points coming. Looking for the fall. And there it is, Callie Hess, winner by fall. And that time is going to be 2:32. As Uni Ayala is dropped into consolations for Canamac at 124 pounds. And we have a small pause here as we await Abigail Dolanche of Avella, Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry, Josie Mason of West Green. Those are all 136-pounders, and they're on the way here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, this is Mac Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. For over 70 years, we've been here for you, your family, and your business. At a time in which premiums continue to rise and policy coverage is more confusing and limited than ever before, we're proud to be your trusted guides. No gimmicks or surprises, just real protection at the best possible price. Personal, business, or bonds, we'll keep it simple and straightforward, just as we've always done. Chambers Insurance, helping you navigate today's insurance world. Learn more at chambersinsurance.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Still awaiting Abigail Dolanche, but that bout before hers is wrapping up. So we'll see Dolanche of Avella. And again, we've got three girls here at 136 pounds. Abigail Dolanche of Avella, junior, 31-4, going to take on Angelina Spockman of Parkland with a record of 33-5. She's a senior. West Green's Josie Mason. She's a freshman with a record of just 10-20. But she'll be taking on Raylan Schwoyer of Owen J. Roberts, record coming in of 33-11. Schwoyer, a junior from Owen J. Roberts. And finally, we have McLean out of Fort Cherry, freshman, 25-13 record, taking on Sarah Pearson of Downingtown West with a 37-4 mark. So we'll see Dolanche here first. Dolanche and Spockman underway here on mat three. Angelina Spockman, senior from Parkland. Just kind of feeling each other out here. The head-to-head tie. Not really any shot here yet. Spockman with an underhook now. Trying to drop to a leg there is Dolanche, but misfires. And now Spockman hits a cradle. She grabbed the single leg and quickly turned it into a cradle here. Gets the takedown, but will not be able to turn Dolanche to her back. They go out of bounds. One 12 to go first period. Dolanche works from the bottom here. These two did wrestle last year in the quarterfinals here at the Giant Center. And Spockman was a winner by fall in the first period, 129. To her feet comes Dolanche, but now a bit of a scramble. Dolanche grabs an ankle. Spockman trying to get that ankle free and just settle back in on top here. Coming up to a Campbell stand now is Dolanche. Still holding on to that leg. Went headhunting there to try to get a reversal, but Spockman able to break that. Still maintains control here does Angelina Spockman. Now Spockman settles in and flattens Dolanche out. Fifth in the state last year was Abigail Dolanche. She took sixth in the state the year before, wrestling for Fort Cherry. Part of a co-op, of course. Mason is on deck here. McLean is on deck on mat six. Sit out attempt here by Dolanche. She's going to get away. Make it 3-1, and that's a nice point scored by Dolanche. It comes with about 2 seconds remaining in that opening period. Angelina Spockman, a state runner-up a year ago, was here the year before as well. Or no, I'm sorry, did not qualify the year before, but she was the state runner-up a year ago. Took third in the Southeast region this year, and she'll work from the bottom here to start the second period. Next wrestler to watch for, we don't want to miss. That would be Alea Henderson, but I don't think they've called any. Well, they do have. Yeah, she has been called. The first 148-pound bout is up, and she is in the hole on mat one. So we'll see Henderson before long, too. To her feet comes Spockman trying to peel the hands of Dolanche away. We get a stall call against Dolanche, and now a one-point escape is awarded to make it 4-1 in favor of Spockman. A couple of head taps here between Dolanche and Spockman. Well, if nothing else, Dolanche has done better than last year's battle with Angelina Spockman as she was pinned in the first period a year ago. Rolling right through this first round of girls' action. Now Dolanche, kind of a desperation move there. Went headhunting and ended up missing and really kind of pulled Spockman down on top of herself. Spockman will take the easy three and lead it 7-1. Now roll attempt here by Dolanche. Now caught in a half is Dolanche. Looked like Spockman had a shot to get some near fall points there, but a good job to fight it off. Still 7-1, Dolanche trails. Down to 10 seconds to go here in this second period. Josie Mason waits on deck for West Green. It'll be the first time a Green County female wrestler has wrestled here at the Giant Center. End of two periods, Angelina Spockman leads 7-1. Over Abigail Dolanche of Avella. Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry also still waiting. And Henderson of Canamax still in the hole. Neutral wrestling here in the third period between Dolanche and Spockman. And they're out of bounds with 1:32 remaining. Spockman holding that 7-1 lead on Abigail Dolanche of Avella. Any losers in this round will face an elimination bout coming up here in the very near short term. Already we know that we have four wrestlers in that round locally. Inside trip attempt here by Dolanche. She had a whizzer in, and then now she went headhunting as they separate. Went headhunting and missed. Down to 55 seconds remaining, they'll separate. Henderson has been moved into the on-deck circle on mat one. So we're going to have some fast and furious action here, it would appear, on three mats very, very soon. Cradle now for Spockman, and Dolan's going to her back. Spockman looking for the fall. Not sure how much Dolanche has left to fight this one off. Spockman very close. I will say this. It's amazing how much more flexible the girls are than the guys when you see them in some of these positions. But there is the fall. Time is 5:52 for Spockman, your winner. So Abigail Dolance to the consolations for Avella. And that will bring out Josie Mason of West Green. Mason here at 136 pounds. I mentioned her record, which was one of the more unimpressive records I've read this morning, probably the most unimpressive at 10-20. But you got to keep in mind, Josie Mason wrestles against the boys all year long, and then she was able to kind of turn a low seed in the WPIL into a third-place finish. Was able to parlay that into a third-place finish in the region as well. Here's Josie Mason on the giant center mat. Mason taking on Raylan Schroyer of Owen J. Roberts. And Schroyer quickly in. We'll get the takedown here. Looked like he was going to try to lock up a cradle. Gave up on that quickly and now just settles in on top here of Josie Mason. Now she hits this near side cradle and Mason might be in trouble. Schroyer has the cradle locked up, looking to turn Mason. Mason going over. Lots of time and lots of mat, and Schroyer is close to getting the fall. Mason doing everything to fight this off, and Schroyer going to try to readjust and tighten this up a little bit more. Official down close, taking a look. Mason now trying to bridge up. Obviously giving up the full boat of near fall points here, but just trying to stave off the fall here is Josie Mason. So far, she's been able to do so. 37 seconds remaining. Trying to tighten it up again is Schroyer. And now Mason trying to bridge up with the other shoulder, and she's going to actually get out of this thing. Josie Mason not going to give up the fall. Boy, it was close. And now Schroyer just lets her go. So a one-point escape. 7-1 our score after the near fall awarded. McLean coming up on mat 6. We'll keep an eye on that as well. Going to reach the end of our first period with Schroyer leading Mason 7-1. Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry. Out here against Sarah Pearson of Downingtown West. Pearson 37-4 on the year. McLean 25-13. Remember, McLean was a later addition to the field as there was a scratch at this weight class, and McLean is quickly giving up near fall points. Pearson has McLean on her back. Bridging up and bellying out is McLean, so she will survive that first flurry. And now she'll be let up, very much like Mason was. Once the fall wasn't achieved, Pearson just lets her up. 7-1 the score on both of these mats. Score remains 7-1. Mason trailing as Schroyer in on a single here. Minute 30 to go in the second period between Mason and Schroyer. Now Pearson has a leg elevated on McLean. Look out, side headlock attempt here by Schroyer. Oh, and now a nice job by Mason to roll right on through and get a reversal. Josie Mason makes it 7-3. Looked like she was going to her back again with that side headlock from Schroyer, but was able to roll through and end up on top. We get a fall on mat 6. And McLean was pinned. Catch the time. They wiped it off pretty quick there, but Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry into the consolations. Still 7-3 with 30 seconds remaining here for Josie Mason, trailing 7-3, like I said. Henderson of Canamac still waiting on deck. That's on mat 1. And do we see Gabriella Dolanche on the board yet? I don't believe so, no. Yes, she's on deck mat two. Working our way right through our list here of local wrestlers. Second period going to come to a close. Mason hanging in there. She was nearly pinned in the first period multiple times. Was down 7-1. Got a nice reversal in that second period. And has cut it to 7-3. She'll work from the bottom to start the third. Both Fort Cherry wrestlers will face elimination bouts coming up later today. Not much later today. It'll be very shortly here this afternoon. Mason tries to come out in front here. Tries to separate. Peel the hands off as Schwoyer hangs onto a leg. I'm going to get a stall against Schwoyer, and that's her second. That's a point for Mason. 7-4. 1:36 to go in the third period. And it looks like we have a final on mat one, so we should have Alea Henderson coming up here from Canamac as well. Mason comes to her feet, tries to peel the hands away. She does. That makes it 7-5. If Mason could get a takedown here, she could steal a victory. .114 to go. Dolanche on deck. Henderson just now coming out on the mat. Mason ear-to-ear tie with a minute to go, down 7-5. Underway on mat one at 148 pounds is Alea Henderson of Canamac taking on Juliet Ault of Chestnut Ridge. Henderson, a senior with a record of 23-11. Ault, the central champion. Sophomore record 34-4. 35 seconds to go for Mason. She's in on a shot here is Josie Mason. In on a single leg. Trying to finish here. Down to 25 seconds. Now comes up the body. Backing out. Just sprawling back, getting the hips back and getting to the boundary and out of bounds. 13 seconds remaining. No score over here with Henderson. As they're head-to-head. Henderson and Ault. Shot attempt by Henderson comes up empty. Ault tries to hit a cradle. Now just goes to the single leg. Elevates the leg, but they're going to go out of bounds. Or close to it. No! Give credit to Ault. Kept a foot in and just able to grab the second ankle to get the takedown on Henderson. Ault leads 3-0. And we've got a stoppage in the Mason bout. Didn't miss anything. 13 seconds remaining. But they're going to clean up some blood, I believe. Mason might have been bleeding, but they're cleaning up Schwoyer now as well. Ault has Henderson now, has a chicken wing here. Does Ault going to try to turn Henderson? Boy, it sure looked like Henderson was going to get free out of bounds there and knock you up that takedown the edge. That was a great job by Ault to not only figure out how to get a hold of that second ankle, but also keep a toe in bounds while she was doing it. And now has Henderson in a bad way. Henderson giving up the fall. Time of the fall, 1:44, I do believe. That said 16 seconds. Yes, 1:44. So we're back underway, under 10 seconds here. Mason down 2, 7-5. Last chance, and she's not going to get there. Josie Mason will drop a 7-5 decision. So both Mason and Alea Henderson of Canamac drop two consolations here as well. Oh, we've got a stretcher coming out on mat 5. Don't know what happened on mat 5, but we had a lot of action on the other side of the arena as I take a peek back the other way. I'm bringing out the backboard and stretcher here on mat 5. Hate to see that happen anywhere. I'm sorry, I can't get an identification either. Who that may be. No local action right now. Dolance, Gabriella Dolance, waits on deck at 155 pounds. And all we have left after that are Audrey Calgaro at 170 and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township at 190. So we have a little bit of a break until Dolance comes up on mat two. Step aside here on the WJPA Sports Network, greensports.net.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. You're a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Well, before we went to break, I mentioned the unfortunate situation on mat 5 where we have a girl being put, it looks like they did not use the backboard. They put her just on the gurney. So maybe that's at least something promising as they're getting ready to transport her. But while I say that, Gabriella Dolange's match is on hold here on mat 2 because of an injury situation down here on mat 2 as well. The medics have a bag out here. I've not seen any stretcher or anything like that, but it looks like a more than just your average injury happening on mat 2 as well. So Gabriella Dolange will have to wait as well on mat 2. Meanwhile, we may even see Audrey Calgaro of Canamac go up. She's now listed on deck, so at 170 pounds, she could wrestle before we see Dolance potentially. We heard the applause of the crowd as they do take the stretcher off of the mat on mat 5. But still everything at a halt on mat 2 with an injury situation there. Our last three local wrestlers, Gabriella Dolance of Avella, Audrey Calgaro of Canamac, Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. We do not see Giulianelli up yet. And then we do not have any wrestlers at the heavyweight weight class with the girls is 235 pounds. So far, a recap of what we have on the girls' side. There are 14 local girls competing here. Only three have qualified for the quarterfinals. It's kind of been a rough go in this first round. The three that have qualified, Araceli Clem of Canamac at 100 pounds, Rhea Centipole of Burgistown via a forfeit at 112, and Marley Solomon of Canamac at 118. That's it. Those are the three in the quarterfinals. Everybody else will be facing elimination. Now, we still have a chance to get three more into the quarterfinals, and that would be Gabriella Dole and Favela, Audrey Calgar of Canamac, and Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. The others that have gone so far, though, are all into consolations. It's Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry, Malia Ramos of Canamac, Mia Scalise of Ringgold, Uni Ayala of Canamac, Abigail Dolans of Avella, Brooklyn McLean of Fort Cherry, Josie Mason of West Green, and Alea Henderson of Canamac. They will all face elimination bouts in this round of consolations that will follow. And now we have the injury appears to be on the left arm. Looks like a temporary cast has been put on Matt too, and certainly thoughts with the two girls here that were injured a little more severely than your typical run-of-the-mill injury that happens on the wrestling mat. And boy, coming out of the gate here, smoking, look out. Dolan's taken down by Lazier of Chestnut Ridge, right to her back on the edge of the mat, and they do roll out of bounds, but she quickly lets Dolan's back up. But my goodness, that was like a bull rush. And now she's in a double leg and takes down Dolanche again. Flattens her out this time. It's a 9-1 score. And now a deep half here for Lazier of Chestnut Ridge. And there's the fall. Ooh, 31 seconds. Time of the fall here at 155 pounds. Violet Lazier of Chestnut Ridge wasting no time. She's 35-0, and believe me, she looked the part. The junior out of Chestnut Ridge, and Gabriella Dolanch into consolations at 155. Audrey Calgaro. She is on deck on mat two. And then we still don't have our Peters Township. Giulianelli is still not listed yet. So as we await Calgaro on mat number three, we'll step aside. Two more shots to get into the quarterfinals here. Calgaro and Giulianelli coming up here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and NMLS 458729.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
It would seem like a 3:30 start to the consolations is probably not going to happen. It's just kind of odd how they had the they were ahead of schedule on the 2A boys, really by about a half hour. I mean, they were wrapped up with the first round right around 12 noon and could have gone right into the consolations. They were scheduled for 12:30. They held until about 12:20 or so, whatever. Then they started the girls at 2 o'clock. But, I mean, the girls' time schedule is so condensed. You get the girls starting their first round at 2. Consolation scheduled for 3:30 and the 3A boys at 4:30. That's a pretty tight window. And I don't know that the girls are going to get the consolations underway by 3:30. It would appear that would be a bit of an ask, as it's already 3:09. And we still have a board full of outs right now with a few more still to be called. Actually, more than a few. We don't have any 235-pounders called up yet. I don't see 3:30 happening. Still awaiting Calgaro, but she's getting close. Although that bout is tied late. So keep an eye on that. Again, the 3A boys will start, they say, at 4:30. I mean, the girls run late here, which it appears is going to happen. Everything might get pushed back a little bit. Still got to allow the time for the boys to warm up, and you only gave an hour total for that girls' consolation round plus 3A warm-ups. That seems a little tight. Well, the Calgaro bout, I'm talking about the bout that precedes it, not only is it tied late, they're also dealing with an injury here. So doesn't look to be of the major variety, but still, trainer's out taking a look. They do cut the injury time, and they'll resume action down here on mat number 3. Going to be a very busy consolation round, local-wise, too, as well. When we get there. Already 9 will be in that round. And could still see as many as 11. Of course, we'll be good with 9. That means we get wins from Calgaro and Giulianelli. But here comes Calgaro. Giulianelli is now listed in the hole on mat 5. Audrey Calgaro at 170 pounds takes on Elizabeth Meyer. Central champion from Brockway. Sophomore record 21-2. Calgaro with a senior record of 30-11. Still awaiting. We got to get him out on the mat here. Looks like there may be a screen issue on mat 2. I see a white screen instead of a scoreboard. So we saw this during the 2A contest as well, with some technical difficulties on the scoreboard. That may be what we're waiting on here. These two have never faced one another, Calgaro and Myers. Calgaro didn't place in the region last year. Didn't have a chance to make it to states, but took third in the state her sophomore year, fifth in the state her freshman year, did Calgaro. Myers, on the other hand, looking for her first hardware, as she's a sophomore and did not place a year ago, but she was here as a regional champion a year ago. And Calgaro's headgear goes flying, so they'll have to stop action and let her get the headgear back on. Shot attempt here by Meyer, caught an underhook by Calgaro. And now Calgaro in on a double leg, but sprawling back here is Meyer. Not allowing her to get very deep. Now she'll switch to just the single. does Calgaro, but get a stalemate call. Restart with 1:18 to go in this opening period. Cannon Mack, six girls here at the Giant Center. Seven boys will be competing in the 3A championships later today. Pretty good year for the Big Macs. Front headlock here from Meyer. Now in on a double leg shot here on the edge, but out of bounds they go. Was Meyer. 26 seconds remaining in the first period, no score. Giulianelli of Peters Township still listed in the hole, mat 5. Does it for the first period. Not a whole lot of action in that opening period between Meyer of Brockway and Calgaro of Cannon Mack. Meyer takes bottom for the second period. How have I lost Giulianelli's name? Oh, no, she's still in the hole. Calgaro riding on top. To her base comes Meyer. Trying to come up into a camel stand now, but a nice ankle pick there by Calgaro. Now goes to a half here on the right side. Let's go with that quickly. Sit out attempt by Meyer. Close to getting away, but a good job by Calgaro to adjust and get around behind. I think Calgaro was shaking her hand. Maybe like a cramp. Just her hand was like, it was all, or almost like a muscle spasm kind of thing. The hand just started shaking. And she called for injury time. It was the right hand. And now the trainers are out looking at Calgaro. Not really sure what they're looking at, to be honest. Maybe the hand shaking was just her trying to signal there was a problem. Well, she is kind of looking at her hand, but kind of both hands. She got a stinger maybe or something? Just went right down both arms? Not sure what the case was. They just came out and talked to her. Didn't really start to look at anything. Just kind of talked it out. They're going to get ready to get back underway. And just like that, off the whistle, a reversal on the switch there from Meyer. And Meyer goes right into a half here on Calgaro. But whatever happened to Calgaro on that last one? I'm not sure she was ready to go. She was just immediately reversed. And that half thrown in by Meyer nearly had Calgaro off balance to go to her back there as well, but she's able to get to her base. Now up into a camel stand is Calgaro, but broken back down right on the edge of the mat by Elizabeth Myers. I guess it's Myers. It's showing Meyer. Take a look at what the actual bracket says. It says Meyer. But according to PA Wrestling, it's Myers. So I apologize. Not sure which one is correct. The Brackett and Flo have it as Meyer. Down to 10 seconds remaining and a 2-0 lead here. And Meyer and Brockway. Calgary again, just kind of flexing the fingers. Something odd happened at the end of that first period. I guess it wasn't the end of the first. It was just into the second. And now Calgary worked from the top to start the third. Sit out attempt here by Meyer. Getting around behind is Calgary. Calgary maintains control here, at least for the moment. Getting a little off to the side here is Calgary in danger of being reversed, and not only reversed, caught right on our back. And there's the fall. Time of the fall is going to be 4:45, and Audrey Calgaro joins the club of local girl wrestlers in consolation, this first round of consolations. It's going to be a wild one. That is 10, we'll see, facing elimination bouts. 10 of the 14 that are here are facing elimination bouts. And there's one more still to go. That's Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. She'll be coming up on mat 5, but got a little ways to go in that bout, it would appear. So we'll step aside, bring it back here for one more round of 16 bout here in this first round of the girls' tournament on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
This area has a great tradition of high school wrestling, dating back to the late 1930s. Right around that same time, Angelo's Restaurant opened its doors. Now, nearly 90 years later, Angelo's Restaurant still serves classic Italian dishes and many new favorites. Owner Michael Pasalacqua is a former wrestler, and he'd like to wish all area wrestlers good luck this weekend. Enjoy lunch or dinner with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. Find out more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township still waiting on deck for one final bout here in this round of 16. And I've noticed they are already putting up the consolation. The first of the consolation bouts has been added in the hole at 100 pounds. So there will be no break. They'll go right into it. I mean, that almost is a necessity at this point. But that was scheduled to start at 3:30. I guess maybe that bout might start by 3:30, but certainly all of the first round bouts will not be done by 3:30. We're at 109 90 pounds on some of the mats, all the way back at 155 on mat 5. Of course, that's where they had the injury earlier. Liana Giulianelli, Peters Township runner-up in the region, 33-9 mark as a junior. She takes on the Southeast third-place finisher, Liz Carla Julian Vasquez. Hope I got all that correct. Liz Carla Julian Vasquez. She's from Parkland, a junior, with a mark of 33-6. And there's still some time to go in the bout preceding theirs as well. Not even into the third period if it is to go the distance. And I think, yeah, they're still going. Still going strong. For some reason, the score disappeared from the board, but they're still going. .430 start time for the 3A boys. That's still going to be, I think, a pretty tight squeeze to pull that off, but we'll see how it goes. These consolations might go quickly. Certainly we'll have a lot of action in them. First wrestlers we'll be looking for will be at 106, Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry and Malia Ramos of Canamac. And certainly the local girls need to get it going in this round of consolations, or there may not be many left. Taking a look at the matchup here between Giulianelli and Grulin Vasquez. They have not faced each other. They have a ton of common opponents over the years that have never crossed paths. Liliana Giulianelli committed to Edinburgh, took fourth in the state a year ago. Liz Carla Grulin Vasquez did not play. She was here last year for Parkland. Is looking for her first hardware. Right now we've got 14 total local wrestlers in this girls tournament. Three of them were in the quarterfinals. 10 of them are in this upcoming round of consolations, and the only one to be determined here is Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township, and she is now on mat 5. Our first local wrestler has been called up in consolations. That'll be Ramos of Canamac. She's in the hole on mat 4. A long run of elimination bouts coming up. Giulianelli and Roland Vasquez. Fireman's carry attempt here by Giulianelli. Nice job there by Roland Vasquez to fight that off. Still in deep on a single here is Giulianelli, but this is going nowhere and a stalemate is going to be called. Giulianelli going with a pretty heavy brace on the left shoulder. Year-to-year tie-up between these two down here on mat 5. Giulianelli to a front headlock, but doesn't hold on to that for long. It's now 3:30. And there's still four first-round bouts on deck here at the Giant Center. Giulianelli, and there really hasn't really been a shot. We saw that fireman's carry attempt right out of the gate, but then after that, things have kind of settled down to not much, and now Roland Vasquez calling for injury time. I think maybe the contact lens come out. She reached down to pick something up off the mat. I would say that's the case. We saw somebody, that was in South Fayette. Myself and Greg Warnock were calling the action. We saw somebody lose a contact and pick it up off the mat and put it right back in. And we both thought, I don't think I'd be putting that back in the eye until a little cleaning. A little contact solution. That's what they're doing down here right now, as the trainers are able to take care of that. Rest assured, that was sanitized before they popped it back into the eye of Roland Vasquez. Waning moments here this opening period. And boy, after that opening flurry from Giulianelli, there really hasn't been much to speak of here in this bout. We'll head to the second period. Going to be Giulianelli choosing bottom. No, I'm sorry, it was Roland Vasquez choosing top to start this second period. We still have 190-pounders out here as well as 235-pounders. No consolations on the mats yet, as quickly Giulianelli comes to her feet and 8 seconds in, peels the hands away for the escape. Giulianelli has the first lead in the bout at 1-0. Another fireman's carry attempt here by Giulianelli, and this time it works for the takedown. Make it 4-0 in favor of Liliana Giulianelli. And we could have a fourth potential quarterfinalist here locally for the girls. Long way to go yet, not quite halfway through the bout. Now Giulianelli has a wing here on the right side. Going to try to turn Roland Vasquez. And not going to be able to do it. Now just reverts to a power half here on the left side. She tried to run that. That just settles in on top. 50 seconds remain. She had that wing pretty tight. I thought maybe something was going to happen there, but good job by Roland Vasquez to not go over. Now we get a full Nelson. Giulianelli shakes her head. She knew she did it just as soon as she did it, but it's going to be the penalty point awarded to Roland Vasquez. Had a half on the right, added a half on the left. That's a full. Trying to come to her feet is Roland Vasquez, broken right back down by Giulianelli. And Giulianelli has her fairly flat again. Trying to get this half on the right. That was close to another full. Very close. Now a hard cross face from Giulianelli. I think she could have been banged again right there for another penalty point, but got away with that one. It's like she tries to go from one to the other and does it a little too quick. end of two periods. We're going to the third. 4-1 lead for Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. And if I can tell what that sign means from Grulin Vasquez, looked like he was looking for an inhaler. Looked over to her bench, and then thinks she said she's okay. But that clearly looked like what she was calling for was an inhaler. Ella Trahan is now listed in the hole as well on the Jumbotron, so we're going to get right into some consolation action here before too long. And there will be at least 10 elimination bouts coming from the local wrestlers, although I guess I should check and make sure we don't have any county versus county. Doesn't happen at 106. It could. The only other options would be, actually, the only other option would be at 136. Take a look at the 136 consolations. And it does not appear that any of the local wrestlers will meet each other, so there will be 10 separate elimination bouts. And hopefully only 10, as long as Liliana Giulianelli can hang on to the lead she has here. 5-1, minute 21 to go. And now they're talking about something at the scorer's table here on mat 5. And now it is, here's Grulin Vasquez, and she is going to get an inhaler. I thought that's what she was asking for. Now they're going to call injury time as she went to get the inhaler, even though she did that during a break in the action of officials' time because there was some kind of problem with the scorer's table. Giulianelli got an escape in his third period to take that 5-1 lead. She holds that with a minute one to go. If she can hang on to that, we'd have 4 in the quarterfinals and 10 in consolations. Down to 45 seconds remaining. Down inside 30. Looked like Grulin Vasquez was looking to set up a throw there, but now maybe again. Got these underhooks here. Trying to get Giulianelli off balance. Giulianelli does a nice job. Stay on her feet. There was a stall warning against Giulianelli. Now a side headlock attempt by Grulin Vasquez, but time runs out. That's going to do it. 5-1 victory for Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township, and she is into the quarterfinals, a fourth from Washington County into the quarterfinals on the girls' side. We've got Malia Ramos of Canamac and Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry. They're both on deck for elimination bouts coming up. We'll have that for you when we return here to the Giant Center in Hershey on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo, Thursday, March 12th at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.